Thank you and good morning. Just in time for Christmas, the North Coast Co-op announced on Tuesday that a deal has been reached with members of United Food and Commercial Workers Union 5 after 81% of union members voted to ratify the deal. A statement from the co-op said that employees will be able to keep their high-quality health care plans and also makes structural changes to the co-op's wage scale that will ensure long-term viability for the business. Co-op employees will still enjoy a 15% discount on purchases made at the stores. A winter solstice bonus and expanded choices in the health care insurance plans are also part of the contract. Governor Jerry Brown, who took heat in 2011 when he pardoned only 21 people in the state, has made up for it over the past 2 years. In 2012, the governor issued pardons for 128 people in California who have already served their sentences, and on Christmas Eve, the governor pardoned 127 people, primarily for drug-related offenses. 93 of those pardoned by the governor were convicted of possession, transportation, and selling of marijuana and other controlled substances. One woman who broke into a home to steal food to feed her children in 1995 received a pardon. Arlette Large of Humboldt County, the current executive director of the Humboldt Recovery Center. Santa has come and gone, and Christmas in 2013 has passed, but retailers across the nation are still banking on shoppers heading out to stores, particularly today, Boxing Day. Boxing Day originated in the British Commonwealth, but has taken hold in the United States as retailers offer up huge discounts on items in order to move merchandise. The National Retail Federation estimated that retailers would see an increase in holiday sale numbers this year and expect that stores will sell approximately $600 billion worth of goods during the holiday shopping season. Boxing Day is a key part of that strategy, and if you head to retailers today, you can expect long lines as shoppers return merchandise and pick up sale items that have been reduced by as much as 70%. It's forecasted to be another clear day on the North Coast, and the threat of sneaker waves remains in place through today, according to the National Weather Service and the Coast Guard. Don't turn your back on the ocean. Choose your beach carefully because steep beaches amplify the effects of sneaker waves, and stay away from rocks and jetties and stay much further back from the water's edge than you normally would. Californians, like many Americans, do not hold their federal lawmakers and elected officials in high esteem, at least according to the December results from the Public Policy Polling Institute. Poll respondents are divided on whether or not President Obama is doing a good job, almost evenly split with those who approve at 48% and those who disapprove at 50%. President Obama's approval rating in California is at its lowest since 2011, at 51%. It's worse for Congress, where approval ratings for their job performance has fallen below 20%, down to 18%. Californians also believe the country is headed in the wrong direction, with 57% of respondents thinking a new direction is needed. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
A decade of difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. This is Jim Ritter with Humboldt Live in the Arcata High School Career and College Center. Do you have an interesting career that you could talk about with local students? We're recruiting business, trade, education, and public sector workers to share career insight with middle and high school students. Please call me at 839-5114 for more information. The decade of difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It was a little over a month ago that the Humboldt Municipal Water District completed a major piece of infrastructure repair on 50-year-old valves, equipment that had reached the end of its useful life. General Manager Carol Riesch spoke about the process to replace the two valves and some of the problems workers ran into once they began. Riesch said it took a lot of planning to get things started and done.
There was a huge amount of coordination planning with our customers because it was the first time we were shutting down the source of supply to the regional system, so we all had to live off our local storage. So there was a huge communication and coordination effort, and our municipal customers and the public at large did a great job.
Despite having done exploratory digs before the main event, work crews ran into some trouble spots that slowed down the project.
The bottom part of the 24-inch pipeline and valve had been slurried, and that had to be jackhammered out and chiseled out by hand. And then we had another surprise with, we have welders there that are torching out the big valves. It's a very slow process. So we had a delay with one component there. So long story short, we were hoping the whole job would be done, literally, or button up the street in, 14 to 16 hours, and it took about 34 to 36 hours.
Despite the delays, the work did not interrupt water service to any municipal customers, and Riesch said she even got to leave her initials on one of the valves for posterity. And that's the news on this Thursday morning for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.